open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, full of grace and mercy, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My topic for today is Having Faith in God, Part 2. My text is Romans 10:9-10, which states that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. As the Apostle Paul had laid so much stress on believing in the order, in order to salvation, and as this doctrine, without further explanation, might be misunderstood, it was necessary to show how this faith was produced. And therefore, he lays the whole doctrine down in a beautifully graduated order. There can be no salvation without the gospel, a dispensation of mercy and grace from God alone, here called Romans 10:15, the gospel of peace, glad tidings of good things. This must be preached, proclaimed in the world for the obedience of faith. None can effectually preach this unless he have a divine mission. And how shall they preach except they be sent? Romans 10:15 states, the matter must come from God, and the person who proclaims it must have authority from on high. Number three, this divinely commissioned person must be heard. It is the duty of all to whom this message of salvation is sent to hear it with the deepest reverence and attention. Number four, what is heard must be credited. For they who do not believe the gospel as the record which Christ has given of his Son cannot be saved. Romans 10:14. Those who believe must solicit God by Christ, which they cannot do unless they believe in him. And in this way alone, they are to expect salvation. Professing to believe in Christ without earnest, overly persistent prayer for salvation can save no man. All these things the apostle lays down as essentially necessary, and they all follow from his grand proposition. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But, says the apostle, how can they call upon him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? And with what message which can bring salvation can they be sent but with the gospel of peace, the glad tidings of good things? When therefore there is, first, a proper message, secondly, a proper messenger, thirdly, the message preached, proclaimed, are properly delivered by him, fourthly, the proclamation properly heard and attentively considered by the people, fifthly, the message which they have heard conscientiously believed, sixthly, the name of the Lord Jesus by whom alone this salvation is provided, most fervently invoked. Then, seventhly, salvation or redemption from sin and misery and the enjoyment of peace and happiness will be the result of such calling, believing, hearing, preaching, sending, and message sent. And thus the doctrine of salvation by grace through faith is guarded from abuse. Romans 10:16 states, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who have believed our report? Hearing the gospel is necessary for salvation, but hearing is not enough. People must also respond with personal trust. Isaiah prophecies are not all will believe. In the context of Romans 10:9-11, Paul is thinking especially of the Jews who did not believe. Therefore, this seems to be the objection of a Jew, as if he had said, a divine mission will be attended with success. Whereas there are numbers who pay no attention to the glad tidings you preach. To this the apostle answered that the Spirit of God by Isaiah 53:1, foretold it would be so, even in the case of the Jews themselves, where he said, Lord, who have believed our report? For although God brings the message of salvation to men, he does not oblige them to embrace it. It is proposed to their understanding and conscience, but it does not become the means of salvation unless it is affectionately accepted. Romans 10:17 states, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Paul now sums up the argument thus far. One can come to faith only through hearing the gospel, and the specific message that must be heard is the word of Christ. That is, the good news about Jesus Christ as the crucified and risen Savior. Preaching the word is the ordinary means of salvation, but in Christ is the result of hearing the word, the doctrine of God preached. Preaching, God sends. If heard attentively, faith will be produced. And if they believe the report, the arm of the Lord will be revealed in their salvation. After hearing and understanding God's word, we must apply it to our lives. For example, if someone lies on you, your first impulse might be to tell a lie on them. But when the Holy Spirit brings to your remembrance that ye have read what you have read in the Bible or heard preach, which says, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, recompense no man evil for evil. If it be possible, as much as life in you, live peaceably with all men. Then the temptation to lie to get back will be replaced with the desire to do God's will. And in time, the truth will come out, and you will be glad you trusted God. This is living by faith in God's word. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Jesus was crucified on the cross. He suffered, bled, and died that we may have eternal life and a better life on earth. On the third day after his crucifixion, Jesus arose from the dead with all power in his hand. So let us live by faith in God's word. How cities like Portland and Chicago are breathing new life into their urban rivers. by Jim Axelrod, October 21st, 2024, CBS News. I think a lot of people see their waterways as a lot of unrealized potential, Wesley said. While the idea of an urban river renaissance is providing hope for cities like Chicago and Portland, there's still plenty of work to be done. Of the 3.5 million miles of rivers in the U.S., 50% are too polluted for fishing, boating, or swimming, according to American Rivers, a group focused on protecting and restoring rivers. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with The Encourager. Today's topic is soul satisfaction. The world's best-selling book, the Bible, teaches that a person is more than just a body. Each of us is a living soul. The Hebrew name for soul, nafshah, means living being, and the Greek name for soul, psuche, means to breathe. Our souls are created in the image of God, and God has implanted His own nature within us and given us the breath of life. Just as our bodies have specific characteristics and appetites, so do our souls. The characteristics of the soul include intelligence, emotions, and will. The human soul longs for peace, contentment, and happiness. Most of all, the soul has an appetite for God, a yearning to be reconciled to its Creator and to have fellowship with Him forever. In our world, we give most of our attention to satisfying the appetites of the body, like food, clothing, and security, and practically none to the soul. Consequently, we are one-dimensional. We become physically and materially large while remaining spiritually anemic. The soul demands as much attention as the body. It demands fellowship and communion with God. It demands worship, quietness, prayer, and meditation. Nothing but God ever completely satisfies because the soul was made for Him. Jesus said in Matthew, the 22nd chapter and 37th verse, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Please don't starve your soul, for what good is it for a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Remember, we have all violated God's divine law and fall short of His glory. Yet God loves you so much that He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who died, was buried, and arose so that you may have everlasting life. So put God first, trust and obey His word, and take action for your soul satisfaction.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, The Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.
Hello, this is Luke Lewis.
I'm Tiffany Young, and we're with Treasure Coast Realty Group. Join us every Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. for our show, Keeping It Real Estate.
We'll cover everything from getting you ready to purchase a home to sharing programs that help with closing costs and tips to sell your home hassle-free.
Plus, we'll dive into local market conditions, have special guests, and take your calls live on the air.
Don't miss this power-packed show to help you achieve your real estate goals. See you then.